Morning. Let's let Bishus Rosh HaKayel and the Chashva Elam who came to learn Meslichus leading up to Yom Narayim. Let's let the Parshas of Elul guide us. In Parshas Shoftim, it said, towards the end of the Parsha, Kiseitel HaMocham Aleyevecha, started explaining, Hashem said, Lo Yisir Mehem, do not fear. Ki Hashem Lekecha Imach, Hashem is with you, He's going to save you. When you're mamish getting ready, everyone's going to come, the kohen's going to be there, he's going to speak to the nation, and he's going to say, Shema Yisrael, you are getting ready to go into war today. Do not fear. And Yeshia Eschem, Hashem's going to save you. Rashi brings, of him as Chazal, that even if you have only the schus of saying Shema Yisrael, and the way Rabbi Yerucham understands it, that you're full of averus, even so, if you're listening to what the pasuk says of do not fear, then Hashem will save you. Later on, the pasuk says it knocks out a few people from the Muhammad, and then the last one it knocks out is V'yosu Hashaitan L'dabar Al-Am, V'amrumiyo Yish Hayari V'rach Alevav Yelech V'yoshev L'veisai. Who's the one who's scared? So that's the first shot that Rashi brings from Rekiva, literally one who is scared. He should go home, so he doesn't ruin the tactics of the war and make everyone else scared. Reza Glili says that no, it's Yare Me Aver Shabi Yaday. He's scared of his Averis, and therefore that's causing him to be fearful, so we send him home. This is a very big pella. Being scared of one Averis, isn't that one of like the highest levels of a chassid, that he's cognizant of everything that he does and is worried about every little single thing? Why, Yaakov Avinu himself was scared of his Averis, leading up to Esav. And it would seem like that's an extremely high level. Shouldn't this guy be on the front lines, let alone at least part of the war, but to send him home? And the other guy who is Mali Averis the entire day, he says, Bissel Shema Yisrael, that's it? That's it? That guy should taka go and he's right for everything? Answers Mashkiach Amir Ibruchim Lvovitz. He explains based on Rabbeinu Yoina that even though by people, when person A is scared of B, A will stay far away from B, but by Hashem, the Pasuk says, V'gilu bira ada, rejoice in fear. Which means that when someone realizes how great Hashem is, becomes very fearful. He's an awesome, high power and being and created everything that makes us feel extremely small, extremely fearful. But you know what that brings? Or should bring correctly? That should bring one to realize, and yet Hashem is telling me what to do. And that starts bringing a tremendous joy, a luckiness that one has. That connection that Hashem is telling him. That is what V'gilu Bara Ada is supposed to do. That's what the fear is supposed to bring to. Therefore, this fellow who is in the Mochama, it's a wonderful thing that he's scared of his Averis, and one should always be. Ashi Adam Mefachet Tamid. But if he can't bring it home and connect it through to actually listening to the actual words of Hashem, and what happens is, I'm too scared. I don't know if I'm going to make it in this war, and I'm going to start making other people fearful. You need to be sent home because this was misguided fear. Proper fear of Hashem should allow that, okay, you start realizing how big Hashem is, the Averis, but, and Hashem said, now he wants me to concentrate on not being scared of this Mechama, and we're going to go win. And the person, the low person who's Mali Averis, and only says Shema Yisrael, perhaps one can explain that Shema Yisrael, he's literally believing in what Hashem says, I'm ready to believe in Hashem now, and Hashem's going to save. He should taka go ahead and fight the war. What does this have to do with us? What does this have to do with Elul? What does the war have to do with the fact that this person's going to be saved coming up to Rosh Hashanah? Let's move on to Parshas Kisetze. Parshas Kisetze spoke about the Mentzayir Umayra, a complicated wayward son who was killed, as explained by Chazal, Yom Zakav al Yom Eschayev. Let him die, be killed pure, as opposed to being killed for deserving deeds that would deserve the death penalty. The famous question is asked that we're looking at his future to kill him, but yet, by Yishmael, who's dying in the Midbar, Hagar's davening, he's davening, the Malachim are complaining, look at him, look at his actions in the future, look at his children's actions. Hashem says, no, Basher Hashem, look at him now, Mamish, Hatzadik of Atamim of Yishmael. We're not going to kill him. How does one put one with the other? How do you have Zemul Zeh? How do you have Yishmael? You look at Bashar Usham. And how do you have the Mitzrayim Meira that you're looking at his actions down the line? Answers Rabbi Yerucham that the current actions of the Ben Sayer Umayra might not be all that bad, but you know what they are? Stealing, running around, taking from people. The seeds of the actions, real seeds of real actions, are already here. That is going to bring on that he's going to end up not having enough, stealing from his parents, eventually stealing from people, ending up killing them. The actual seeds exist now, and he's doing the actual start of the actions now. Therefore, that's where we have a Yomos Zakai. True, he didn't do anything terrible now, but the actual seeds with actions are here now. Val Yomos Chayv of actual Chayv. Mashen Ken Yishmol, although he might not have seemed like the best person, but Lamaisa right now, I guess any hint of action was not necessarily there yet. Not only that, we know that Kishom Elokim Al Kol Anar Basher Usham. Hashem actually answered Yishmol's tefillah. And that's how Yishmael was saved. Not Hagar. I'm sure maybe Hagar helped a little, but it was actually Yishmael that helped himself. So, that's why he was so great. So, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, Tezayim and Aleph wonders, when is the Yom HaDin? Only Rosh Hashanah? Maybe every day? Maybe every Shah? I don't know what that means. Maybe every hour, every time point? Asks Rabbi Rocham, what does that mean exactly? If the Yom HaDin is meant to be understood simply like a court case with judges, so then what exactly difference does it make? Eventually Hashem's going to catch up with you at some point. So what difference does it make how often it is? Answers Rabbi Yochum, an amazing yesod. The Yom HaDin is not as before mentioned and thought, just some court case date, because then like we said, what does it make a difference? Rather, the Yom HaDin is a heightened special time that does not exist the rest of the year. Hashem is close to us. We are close to Him. He's closely watching us. Each action, whether for good or chas v'shalom for the bad, is more weighty on that Yom HaDin. Very, very, very many more times than the rest of the year. Almost like a special 24-hour contest, or however you want to understand it. The Elul, Yimei Slichus, Yom Nerayim, the whole Yom Kippur. That is what's going on. And whatever the Gemara actually goes on to understand of when, how often the Yom HaDin is, but at least for us, with one Yom HaDin, that's what it's representing. That's why it's worth so much more. With this, Rabbi Yerucham wants to explain an earth-shattering concept that comes out of previously mentioned Yishmael and another pasuk. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah Tezayin Obeis brings down what we mentioned before, Yishmael, that a person is not judged for his future deeds because Basher Usham, that we're going to judge him lufi now, we're not going to judge him lufi the future. Rabbi Chanano brings down a peledik Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi brings down a pasuk in Eiv that says, Imzach v'yosher ata ki ata yara lecha. If you are pure, now Hashem will be Meir's Rachamim. Brings Rabbeinu Chananel down through Yerushalmi. Imzach v'yosher ha'yisa enksiv kan. Elo imzach v'yosher ata. Achshav. It does not say that what you previously did you need to be pure for. Are you pure now? Amazing. Yishmael tells us, we don't pay attention to the future. The Pasuk of Eiv tells us, Achshav, not Hayisa. We're not concerned about the past. So when do we look at you? We look at you right now. This mentioned Yom HaDin, this weighty time. Obviously, everyone's going to have to reckon for all the Averis. Anyone says Hashem is a Vatan, Yivasur Chayoyi. But the point being that, okay, good, you'll deal with that. But every action now is worth, let's say, the rest of the year, a point. Every action now is worth 50 points. That's what the Yom HaDin is representing. That we are coming, and we have this opportunity to wake up and say, forget about the past, forget about the future, let's just concentrate now. That, perhaps, we can connect with the war of Parsha Shoftim. The same idea. Hashem is saying, I know what you did the rest of your life. You only say Shema Yisrael, and you might be Mali Averis. You're coming to the war right now. Don't fear. Believe that I'm going to save you, and you'll be Zeichet to be Rei Yeshua Hashem. So too, a person coming towards Rosh Hashanah, that he can listen to the call out of Hashem, that he says, be mamlech me, hamlocha is the omach shamayim, Shema Yisrael, same concept. So too, such a person can be zoyche on Yom HaDin to walk away with that and win during that weighty contest time. How is one supposed to just wake up on Rosh Hashanah and be able to be zoyche to such a thing? It's all nice and dandy to say, forget about the future, forget about the past. How are we to do that? Let's move on to Parshas Kisavai. In last week's Parsha, the Parsha was building up the terrible tragedies that befall Klal Yisrael in the Seichacha. Children being switched from land to land. Children being eaten by their parents. The stinginess of not giving to the siblings. And then comes the Pasuk. You would think like this should be like the top of the line, biggest ever, when the Pasuk says, V'hifla Hashem es makoyscha ves makas arecha, makas gedolus in amoyz chalayim reim v'nehemonim. When Hashem is saying that this is it, you are going to have the bomb, you would think this is like the scariest thing in the world. What does Targum Yonasan manage to come up with right there, literally on those words? He says, V'chasem meimir d'Hashem menachayin ruach kodcha. Hashem is going to hide from you his Ruach HaKodesh. Anyone's worried about a blot Gemara then when they're eating their kids' meat and not sharing with the other kids? Anyone's worried about a little bit of Yiddishkeit? Ruach HaKodesh? Probably the biggest laughing stock in Shemaim if Klal Yisrael's worried then about the Ruach HaKodesh going away. Well, what's going on over here? Similarly, we said in Slichas this morning, we say every morning in Shema Kaleinu, Al Tashachinu Mufanechov Ruach Kodesh Al Tikach Mimenu. What? Us, at the end of Tav Shinai and Ches, going into Tav Shinai and Tes, we have the chutzpah to say, please don't take away our Ruach HaKodesh. Who are we? Who are we? Who are we fooling? Who are we speaking about Ruach HaKodesh? Similarly, one last place that our Shiva Tzvi Kaplan brought a raya from, and could be it was only this place, but he showed Rav Shach, and Rav Shach was maskim to him and showed him perhaps the Rav Zalman V'lozhner that's maskim to such a yisoid. The raya in the Akdama to Maseches Idya says that he did not learn his Pirush on Idyas from any Rebbe. Rather, he learned it with Hashem who teaches people. And if there's any mistake, then it's his own. In other words, the Ravid. And anything that sounds yashar, correct, and right, you should know that's min asoid kenyan shenem asoid Hashem l'rev uvrisa l'adiyem. Generally, I think most people put together asoid Hashem l'rev with Ruach HaKodesh and specialty. Generally, we should imagine, especially with a Rishon like the Ravid, that if he was dealing with straight Ruach HaKodesh, we would assume that everything would be correct. We're not talking about the letters, the Aleph, the Nun. We're talking about in Svara. So how does that come out, that if there's a mistake, then attribute it to me, but if anything's good, attribute it to Hashem? I thought the whole thing was written straight with the Tzina of Ruach HaKodesh. What's going on over here? My Rishiva explained that this Ruach HaKodesh does not mean Ruach HaKodesh. Ruach HaKodesh means Siyata Dishmaya. Pashut, heavenly help, the help of Hashem. Rav Shach used to explain, I think he said, even one word of Torah is not shayach to learn without Siyata Dishmaya. All of us, any little bit that we learn is not shayach without Siyata Dishmaya. Let alone a Gansa line, Amud, Perek, to write a Gansa Pirush. That's what the Rava was saying. The Rebbe was saying, I, Pasha, was Baruch Hashem Zeicha Tu Siyata Dishmaya, and anything that you find wrong, you should know that, unfortunately, I wasn't at that point. Zeicha to the Siyata Dishmaya, you should attribute it to me. But if everything looks right and is going right, by all means, it's all Bishchus Hashem, not Bishchus me, Pasha Siyata Dishmaya. That's what Targum Yonasan is explaining by the worst of the punishment. It's extremely hard, very, very hard, almost impossible to do teshuva without Siyata Dishmaya. We know Blazer Ben Derdaya was able to pull back. Acher ignored it, did not pull his Siyata Dishmaya. We know Paroi, I believe a lot of Mefarshim, at least some, explained that this, that it meant the last five makas, meant he could have done teshuva, but he didn't have a Siyata Dishmaya. It's extremely, extremely hard to do tshuva without Siyata Dishmaya. We know that Elmolek HaShbar Hu Ezra, if Hashem isn't helping someone, then the Yitzhar is for sure going to overpower him. So we see it's pretty much Chazal saying it's possible, but very, very hard. That's what Targum Yonasan is saying. The whole lowdown of the Teichacha, building up and up and up to higher and scarier things, it gets as bad as bad. But you know what? As long as we still realize that Hashem's around and we're pulling something, hopefully something, then there's hope. It might be eating their kids, not sharing with the other one, but hopefully something will eventually come about. But you know what? You know what's the top of the line? You know what's the worst of the worst? When Hashem pulls away his Siyata Dishmaya for Tshuva, Zakhar Targum Yonasan. When he does that, Chas V'Shalom Kiyuv, there's no hope, because you know when someone despairs? if everything's raining down from Shemayim for a purpose, that's wonderful. Hopefully someone will wake up. But if everything's seemingly raining down from Shemayim for no purpose, because there's no Siyat HaShemayim anymore for tshuva, wow, that's terrible. Everything becomes 1,000 times more magnified, hard to deal with and hard to live with. That's why that's the bomb. That's why that's the top of the line. That's what we're asking for by Slichas. Rach kachal tikach mimenu. Yes, awesome. Tav Shanayin Tes. Coming on to Tav Shanayin Tes. That is what we are asking for. We're asking, Hashem, please let us interpret the messages that you send the correct way. Show us correctly how to do tshuva. Don't take it away, especially now, right? That's what we say in all the Tainasim, which the Mishnah Berurah says is all for tshuva, like the Rambam says. And especially now, the days of Yimei El Slichas and Yom Nerayim. That's specifically what we're asking for. Yes, specifically now. It's very tragic to be without Siyat Shemayim to do tshuva, to fix the messages correctly. Don't know if exactly this is the proper time and place, but perhaps Schos El whatever, unfortunately many speakers are zeichet to something that fits with their drasha right before their speech. This past Friday, a story occurred. Someone by the name of John, he was unfortunately born half Jewish, his mother was Jewish, his father was Italian. He grew up as a kid who basically, since his father wasn't around much, took care of his mother and his sister perhaps. And he rose in power, rose in abilities, in thought, made it to the Marines. With his wit and charm, he started making a lot of money. I don't know exact details, something gambling casino, head, power, I don't know. Basically, put it this way, in the 60s, he was walking around Manhattan with a very expensive apartment, and in each boot he had $60,000, and that wasn't all his cash. He was extremely, extremely rich. One day, many years later, at about, I don't know, the age of, I guess, 40-something or whatever, he decided, that's it. His heart was pounding in him. And he decided that he's turning his back on everything. Literally, he didn't even tell his partners. He disappeared the next day, vowed himself to poverty for life, and moved into a little 10x6 in Manhattan. One can only imagine what that must be like to move from expensive, gorgeous apartment, hundreds of thousands of dollars, however much his apartment was worth exactly. Literally disappear on the spot. They searched for him. They couldn't find him. Fine. He gets older. Eventually, he marries a nice woman who was in Beis Yaakov when she was younger, Beis Yaakov Baltimore, whatever it was. She went off the derech. The teacher said something. She wasn't so from to begin with, but she ended up going off the derech. They met. And by the time my in-laws moved to their part of Baltimore, these people were already there across the street. Okay. This person by that time vowed himself to poverty, told his wife so before he married her. He seemed like a simpleton. I felt the same thing as my Shver recently said, that you would think he was a simpleton. Literally, he was up some points during the day feeding the birds. They're very into animals, these people. And he was really up most of the night doing odd things. And you would think there wasn't much there. I had heard from my father-in-law quite a few times. He's a very, very deep person. Very deep person. And he even, unbelievably, because it really would not seem so, but these are true facts, that he was extremely, extremely articulate, very thought out, had big, big ideas, as proven from earlier on in his life, where he made all that money. And it's not a guzma when being said that almost any world leader that you can think of, he sent not just some little plan, please wipe out poverty, a detailed, detailed plan, literally that will wipe poverty off the face of the earth. He was so pained. He was so pained that there was suffering and problems in the world many, many times. He was not a man of many words. He showed up to the TA shul on Yom Nerayim, Simchas Torah for a little bit, more to make his wife happy. He was extremely compassionate, helped everyone because of his heart. Rabbi Isai, unfortunately, like we said, he wasn't from. On Friday, he took his own life. 77, 78 years old, he shot himself. Reb David Heber was asked, the Levi was put Keshura, so I'm not coming to what's it called? My Shver Mamish praised him Ad L'Shamayim by the Levi. My Shver knew him for 18 years and said, Mam, yes, he was not from, but Mamish, he was so compassionate, Bal Chesed, who cared about people. But we all understand that Hashem would rather us to move weiter. We have Parshas Kitzavai telling us the Ruach HaKodesh, the Siyata Deshmaya, to do tshuva, to move on. We say in Ne'ilah, Ki lo yechpoitz b'moy sameis, kim tshuva medarkoi v'choya. Hashem doesn't want people to die. The Navi Yecheskel is being benavid to Klai Yisrael, who thought that Hashem is acting funny by giving schar to seemingly Rishayim, who did chataim their whole life and just turned Pasha now, and people were tzaddikin their whole life, all of a sudden he's punishing. Yecheskel says, no, you people have it all wrong. You people have all wrong. Because yes, someone who goes to the depths of the depths of the depths, but then can turn himself around, that's what Hashem says. Look at him right now. He totally changed everything. He's ready to work for me for the rest of his life. That's something we're looking for. That's what we're looking for with Siyata Dishmaya of Tshuva. That's what Parshas Kitzavai is saying. When we have that, then we have Atin Mitzavim Hayayim, moving on to Parshas Mitzavim. You're standing after all the klalos. What does it mean you're standing after all the klalos? I did befell klali, so how can we keep saying, reading each year Atin Mitzavim? Because if we come out of Parshas Kitzavim with the correct message that, hold on, realize that there's the Hashem around, Siyata Dishmaya to do tshuva, and like it says later on in this week's Parsha, Kikar v'lecha dover mayim b'ficho v'avcha l'asoy, say like the Ramban learns, it's going about tshuva, it's within your reach, it's within your power. Go ahead, do the tshuva, no matter where you are, no matter what's going on, all the built-up pain, yeah. Don't end it. Move correctly in the right way. I think there's one more point, besides the obvious one from that story, that could be brought out as well. Moving on to Parshas Vayelech, generally, Parshas and Zonvayach are together, and many, many parts of Tshuva, especially the Haftarah, that are used for Drosh on Shabbos, for Dibrei Torah on Shabbos. But being that Parshas Vayelech is all of 30 Psukim, and that is the only Parsha this year of Shabbos Tshuva, I think it's fair that one can assume that within 30 Psukim, all of it should have maybe some Shaychus to Tshuva. I think it would be fair to assume that I'm sure someone somewhere pulls on the idea of Hakel, that besides for everything that it's representing, that everyone's got to be there, I'm sure someone pulls on the idea of the fact that it's Achdus. All of Klal Yisrael is around, and they're in the Azara, special time, once every 7 years, they are listening to Ganze Parshas Devarim, everyone's got to be there, Anoshim Noshim V'taf. Ba'achdus. I'm sure someone says that as far as listening to the Dvar Hashem of how that's going to pull everything into place. How does that play into Aseres Yom Tshuva and Yom Kippur? In Tefilas Musaf, we say after Ashrei Ayin, after the Avodah, we start going through the many paragraphs there of the unfortunate that we're now in Galus and not able to do the Avodah. And one of the first paragraphs there is explaining that, Hashem, at least you gave us this day of Yom Kippur with the Inuyim. We enumerate what the Surim are. There's some sort of buildup going on there, and then all of a sudden it says, right, Yom Asr b'this, Yom Asr b'that, Yom Sima Sava v'reyos, Yom Azivas Kinov v'sachros. What does that have to do with Yom Kippur? Aren't we sitting all under our own talus, concentrated on the fact that we're in New Yom, looking at all our, now's the time to look at all our past avers, all future avers that we might have thought of. Where does this play in, Sima Sava v'reyos? As well, we say in Chazar Sashatz on Rosh Hashanah Musaf and all five times in Yom Kippur, after the Maidan, we say, Avinu Malkeinu Zchor Rachamecha, Chvosh Kascha V'chalei Dever V'cherev, a whole list of things. Hashem, please remove from us. Please remove from us. So you would think, we're building up to a list. It should keep getting worse and worse and worse. And not saying, take this away, take this away, take this away. What's the last thing? V'sin Aschino Me'aleinu Me'alkov Me'ibritzecha. That's interplaying over here? Yes, Mar Shiva, I believe, said. I think there was one more place that he brought a raya from. I couldn't find it someplace that it connects us to the Malachim. Or like the Malachim, we don't eat, they don't eat, v'chul, v'chul. And the top thing is that just like the Malachim have nothing between them, so too we don't either. I'm sorry, I could not find that. Mar Malkam, I thought it was somewhere in the Yom Kippur Davin, I couldn't find it. Kitzur, Mar Shiva, Rabbi Leaf wanted to explain that, like he put it this way. If by the end of the Yom Kippur you don't know the name of the guy next to you, you miss something. In other words, obviously Yom Kippur is for us under Atalis. Right? There's not supposed to be too much schmoozing going on between Ne'ilah and Marv. It's a very heightened time. Avada. But, like we're saying, the actual buildup is supposed to be Yom Simas Av Vareyas, Yom Azivas Kina Vesachras. I think there's another point to take from that story. Like my Shver said, he spent hundreds of hours with this fellow. Hundreds of hours with this fellow. And that's how he knows all this. And my Shver happens to be an extremely smart person. And he understands. He understands. He said some line about big people think about ideas or whatever. Lower people talk about lower things or whatever. Literally, this guy always was talking about ideas. My Shver, crying by the Levaya, said, I ask Mechila, I beg Mechila, I wonder if perhaps I should have done more. Should have reached out more. Who knew that day would have gone? That day he was going to take himself. Who knew if, as he wrote in the note, that I hated my life, it's no one's fault. I'm sorry, I'm going. Who knows that if there would have been one little bit more of reaching out, if that could have helped. Obviously, especially in these days, and always, our job is not to run around fixing the entire world and making sure the entire world is tzaddikim. What better person than the Rishon Lezion himself to tell it to us? I believe it's famous that Rishon Lezion has said upon himself, at first I tried to fix the world, that didn't work. I tried to fix my country, that didn't work. I tried to fix my city, that didn't work. I tried to fix my family. When that didn't work, I realized I first have to work on myself. Once he worked on himself, talk about Rishon Lezion working on himself, then it spread and gushed forth. His family, his city, his country, the world, until he became the Avi HaMusar Rishon Lezion that he is. Savada, we have to first work on ourselves, our wives, with our kids, interpersonal amongst people who are right near us, Rabbeim. But that doesn't take away from maybe a little bit. Who knows what one little thing could taka happen and perhaps literally save someone's life and totally lift up his spirits. You know, we always hear the person was considering whatever. A 77, 78-year-old man, I know unfortunately we hear stories all the time, but I think this is a unique situation. I think it's definitely something for us to learn. Let's remember Parsha Shaftim, where Hashem saves us by the war. If we simply believe in Him at that point, which connects, like we said, to Parsha Kiseitse, that the Bayoyim Adin, if a person arises to the occasion and pays attention to this weighty time when Hashem is close to us, we're close to Him, Hashem says, just listen to me, look at me, be mamlech me, I'll save you. Wow, what can that do? And like we said, it's possible to wake up with that only with the Siyata Deshmaya. What better time than now, coming to listen to Musar and learning about Tkiyas Shofar and learning Torah before the Yom Nara'im and leading in, how big of a schus that definitely is, and leading in the correct way, taking the messages correctly, leading to Siyata Deshmaya. With that, like Parshas Tzavim says, then we can stand with Hashem, do tshuva correctly, all together, like it says in Parshas Vayelech, thinking about others, k'sima chesima teva, a good gemen shtiyar.